Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our web opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 373.5, down 1.5 on the open. July, 373 up a half. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 328.5, down 2 on the open. May, 338.5, down 2.75. July, 348, down 2. September, 357.5, down 2. December, 369, down 1.5 on the open. March corn opened at 209.75, down 4.75 on the open. May, 219.5, down 4.5. July, 228, down 4.25. September, 235.5, down 3.75. December, 245, down 4. March, 251.5, down 3.5 on the open. March oats opened at 187, down 1.75 on the open. May, 182, down 3/4. January soybeans opened at 563.5, down 11 on the open. March, 574, down 10.5. May, 582, down 11.75. July, 590, down 13. November, 599, down 11 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 178.50, down 2.80 on the open. March, 178.50, down 3.20. January soybean oil opened at 21.40, down 48 on the open. March, 21.55, down 40. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle opened at 112.60, up 55 on the open. March, 111.10, up 32.5. April, 111.45, unchanged on the open. February live cattle opened at 94.75, up 52.5 on the open. April, 93.45, up 35. February lean hogs opened at 60.50, down 17.5 on the open. April, 65 up 20. May, 67.05, down 35. June, 69.90, down 5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 84 even. That was up 60 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Is the technical action we're seeing in the soybean pit justified by the fundamentals we saw on the reports today?
Oh, I don't know if it's justified or not. It's definitely materializing. I look at the report as really not giving the market anything new. I mean, I think anybody that's been watching fundamentals had a general idea that the crop was open to being raised some. That, in fact, is what USDA did. Anybody been watching the soybean export sales pace knew that the pace was not up to what USDA's got in the balance sheet, so it was vulnerable to having a cut in exports. I don't think the trade was looking for any export cuts today, but USDA did go ahead and give them an export cut. And that, brought between the production increase and the cut in exports, was able to then to push the carry out to 500 million. But that 500 million number has been talked about for some time among the trade. So it's not earth-shakingly a bearish surprise. If it does anything, it just reminds the trade that we've got a very cushy supply of inventory, and unless the 2000 and unless something begins to take hold in a dramatic way in South America to bring down that crop, beans were destined to kind of move lower in here until we get into the 2006 growing season.
March beans now 574, down 10.5. They have filled that gap left from 9 December at 579. I look at the charts, Dan. It doesn't look like there's anything between now and 553.
Well, that's probably right. I mean, beans, I just view beans as a 50-cent piece commodity. And we, you know, back there in late November, we went down underneath 550 for a few days. Wasn't able to really maintain that. Then the market turned around and rallied up through the 550s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and went on into the 620 area there in the first part of January. Wasn't able to hold the gain above $6, so then she's fell back again. So for the most part, I think that's where beans are at for now, is in a 550, $6 trading range, and we're down visiting the lower end of that trading range.
Corn, March 211, now 210 and three quarters, down 3 3/4. And there was nothing new in the corn either, was there?
No, USDA chose to cut exports. The trade was kind of looking, I think, for a lower carryout number based upon a higher feed usage. USDA did bump up feed usage, but they also chose to cut exports. And anybody, like I said, anybody been following export demand, that is not a surprise, because USDA sales pace is no better than last year, if not. And USDA still had us maybe exporting 100 million bushels more. So they chose to, I think, cut 50 out of it this time. Probably there's room to go down another 50 if things don't pick up. So, but that keeps carry out at 2.4 billion bushel each. When you look at that, there's room to lose 1 or 2 or 3 million acres of corn for the crop year. So, again, nothing new on the bearish supply-demand tables, but it does remind the trade that we have a real cushy supply of inventory around.
I suppose the one number that did jump out at me was USDA increasing China's production to 134 million metric tons. That's a 4 million metric ton move in 1 month, quite a bit.
Yeah, but they've had some pretty good weather and things, and economic conditions did look a little better than what I think what the trade was looking at. So, but yeah, I mean, all of those numbers, you know, just show the trade that we've got a lot of inventory around, and there's no real threat to that inventory, at least for the time being. South America is the closest one to threatening any kind of world inventory numbers, but it does look like the weather pattern has shifted enough in the near term to have kind of erased a lot of those dry weather worries the market was trading during the month of December.
So is corn trading in a 20 cent piece from what, $2.20 to $2?
I suspect that's what we're at. I think, though, I mean, this 210 area is real important, I think, to keep the corn market in a sideways to higher trend and open to go on up and maybe take out the early January high. We kind of need to make a stand here at 210 on this correction. So far, we're doing that. Corn had the luxury of gaining some before the report, so today's loss still keeps us above the 210 area, at least for now. Soybeans weren't able to recover anything prior to the report. So, you know, we've lost a pretty good chunk of that December, early January type advance.
If there was anything ultimately new to be gleaned today, I suppose it would be in the seedings reports. We do have some initial confirmations of plantings.
You know, that is generally, you know, negative, but not terribly bearish to the market. Wheat is, holding up halfway decent here, only being down a penny or so here, at least during the first hour trade here.
Thank you very much, Dan. Talk to you again this afternoon.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick real quick for you. March wheat 377 up 2, that at Kansas City. March wheat, Chicago, 329 and a half, down 1. May, 339 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half. March corn, 211, down 3 and a half. May, 220 and a half, down 3 and a half. July, 229, down 3 and a quarter. December, 246 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters. January, soybeans, 564 and a half, down 10. March, 574 and a quarter, down 10 and a quarter. May, 583, down 10 and a half. November, at 601. 602 now, down 8. January soybean meal, 178.50, down 280. January soybean oil, 21.30, down 58. On the Merck, January feeders, 112.30, up 25. February live cattle, 94.75, up 52.5. February lean hogs, 60.25, down 42.5. Outside markets, the Goldman Sachs Commodity Index at 437.03 is up 403, while the S&P 500 at 1292 is down 163. U.S. dollar firmer today, up 56 cents at 89.55. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.